Smile. 90.4 FM.
When you think about the all-time great movies, they tend to have a musical element that lends to their timelessness. Those catchy and really powerful hits that were written specifically for the movie and helped to launch its popularity and vice versa. So this morning I thought I'd put together a top five movie themes sung by the actual actor in the movie.
Oh, nice.
So at number five, it's a song called Moon River, sung by its star Audrey Hepburn from the classic rom-com Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Crossing you in style.
So Audrey Hepburn, she wasn't actually known as a singer at the time. And that is why Paramount Pictures' then president wanted to cut the song from the movie completely. But then she said that that would only happen over her dead body. And that is why we love her.
I love her to bits, that a woman.
Sure. Oh, I know, and what a gorgeous voice as well. Coming in at number four, we have this one. Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, Shallow from A Star Is Born. So while having a more romantic meaning in the context of the story from 2018's A Star Is Born, Lady Gaga told Variety that she believes that the popularity of Shallow is actually from a more serious real-world topic. She said that in the wake of the Me Too movement, the content of the song's lyrics actually became a conversation between a man and a woman who are connecting and openly listening to each other. And she said that's why people cry when they hear the song. Here's number three. Have you lived unless you've tried to rap along to the song? I think we all have at some point. So it won an Oscar for Best Original Song for its appearance in 8 Mile, Eminem's Lose Yourself. So the song took about a year to complete.
Are you serious?
A whole year.
Wow.
And that's because Eminem had to wait for the movie's script to be completed before he could begin developing the lyrics, which is autobiographical.
That's over the other way around, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song done before the movie was done.
Wow. Exactly. Here we have number two. Working 9 to 5. What a way. 9 to 5 from Dolly Parton from the movie 9 to 5. So Dolly Parton actually agreed to star in the comedy 9 to 5 in 1980 on the condition that she could also write the theme song.
Oh, of course.
She came up with its bass line, which sounds like a typewriter, on set while strumming her acrylic fingernails between takes. Which is why Nails by Dolly can actually be found in the soundtrack credits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And speaking of Dolly, is there anything more iconic than this ballad? And I will always love you. So this is Whitney Houston's career-defining song. It was recorded specifically for her romantic thriller, The Bodyguard, but it's actually a cover of a Dolly Parton classic.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a little bonus one for you, even though that was my top five. The bonus is this one.
What is that?
This is Shirley Bassey singing Goldfinger from the movie Goldfinger, the James Bond movie. So it's brilliantly sung by Dame Shirley Bassey, and we all know that, right? But here's a little something that you might not know. A very young Jimmy Page played guitar in the orchestra for the song.
What?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So he later went on to found Led Zeppelin, but in an interview with GQ magazine, he actually said that in the recording session for this song, Shirley Bassey performed the entire song in one take, and after holding that final note, she ran out of breath and collapsed on the floor. So having said that, can we just listen to that final note again? Now imagine, this is Dame Shirley Bassey singing her heart out, doing it in one take. This is the final note. After she finishes, she basically falls down.
So the band takes over.
The half false saying.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.